They went under the first two ball screens and that's, yeah.
Were you aware you was close to having the triple double?
Yeah, I was very well aware. Yeah. Yeah, not getting that 10th rebound hurt, but gotta have, yeah, that's gonna haunt me for a few days.
So obviously, the focus of the season has shifted from the start, obviously looking ahead to the future, but what does a game like tonight against a team of that caliber do as far as, like, give you guys confidence as to what this thing could look like maybe as soon as next year when everyone's healthy again?
Man, it's this business, like, it's things change so fast, and I think it's just important we stay present. We've been practicing really hard. Guys are picking up good habits. You know, we're trying to improve our habits every day and take it a game at a time, a day at a time. And we're just going to keep doing that, whether, you know, not going to worry about, oh, if we're going to be good next year or whatever. And all that is, a lot of that's not in our hands. We're just trying to pick up good habits every day and keep getting better every day.
I remember, I think it was a few weeks ago, we asked you about the opportunity here. Like, could you have been doing at other places what you're doing now? And you basically said, you know, the opportunity is kind of the reason for this breakout for you in a way. But with the way that you played the last couple of weeks, is there any part of you feels like maybe this is the best you've been playing? I mean, you had a great year in Cleveland too, but do you feel like you've taken it to another level?
Like I just said, man, I just try to get better every day. Whether I took it to another level or not, it's for everyone else to decide. I try to get better every day, stay present. And yeah, it's really it.
Coach said that you sort of had the game on a string tonight, having all facets working with your shot, getting to the rim, negotiating defenses and those kind of things. How much of it is a chess match for you when you're out there and having fun during that process?
Against a team like that, for sure, I think, you know, they got two traditional bigs defensively that, you know, try to be, they mix up their ball screen coverage. And, you know, we have guys like Omax and T. Henney and Taj, just different guys playing the five. And they've been really good because, you know, it doesn't matter how good I am. If I'm not in sync with my five, man, none of it works. So just credit to them for kind of adjusting, setting different screens, hitting the pockets and reacting to their coverages also. And guys made some shots tonight.
And then when all else fails, you got the logo three in your back pocket. You've hit a couple of those this season. What goes through your mind when you like, okay, I'm going to pull up from right now?
Man, honestly, I don't know how far I am sometimes. I'm just like, dang, he's not really close to me. But
I you said after your first game that the group plays hard, but at the time, like, something was missing in the details and just kind of the attention to certain things in the scheme. In that regard, have you seen improvement in whatever that time frame is?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Tomas is doing a great job of staying honest, whether lose eight in a row, you beat a great team tonight, like our next practice or shoot around, whatever it is, he'll be, you know, back coaching us super hard. And when you have a coach doing that, it's hard not to improve your habits. I think that's the key. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, win or lose, it doesn't really change how we approach the next day. And that's important for growth.
You got your own thing going on here, but how much do you pay attention to Wahoo's Virginia? What's going on over there?
I watched the ACC championship. They look pretty good, man. They really do. I'm not as close to the organization because none of the people that I was there with are still there, but always want them to do well and wish them the best going into March. I think I got through my Elite Eight, maybe.
You did understand your bracket?
Yeah, I did a little bracket.
Hey, a couple of players have mentioned your name as well, getting advice to you. What do you see as your leadership role on this team?
I think it's just, you know, you see something, you say something. Definitely leading by example. Which you do every day. Like, I keep speaking on building habits, but, you know, I think that's the most important thing to sustain success in this league. It's building habits every day. You have your habits in the weight room, in the training room, on the court, your routines. So I think leading by example there is the first thing I try to do every day. And then from there, like I said, see something, you say something, and I expect, you know, if someone sees me where I can do something, they'll tell me the same. I don't think leadership has any age, but I've seen a little more than some of these guys, and if I see something, I'm going to help them out with it.
You know, through the time that you're recovering from your long injury at the start of the season and even the games that you're not playing in now, just what are the elements of the system where you watched and you're like, that could really amplify my game, but also those parts where it's like, okay, let me go talk. I see this. Let me go talk to Javon about this or Cam about this or anyone.
Yeah. Okay, coming back from that injury, I think it's just, I said this before, but just a huge shout out to Eric Otter, man. He was great with my rehab and it's getting me back ready to play, and, you know, just huge credit to him for how I was able to come back from injury and hit the ground running. And then just, you know, when I'm out, I think it's the same thing I said to him, see something, you say something. you know, when I'm out, I try to do what I can to stay in shape, stay ready. And like I said, training staff does a great job, you know, kind of helping me out with my routine every day, and just go from there.
Thank you.